Blog Talk Radio.
Beloved friends, welcome to Divine Experience with your host, Dr. Dacia Smith. And I am thrilled that you have joined me this evening. We are back to the 30-minute broadcast now that school is in session. I just don't have the time to prepare the lengthier scripts for those 90-minute episodes, but praise the Lord, it's still going to be a blessed broadcast, and the Lord will still be in the midst and be present. So just some reminders of how you can get in contact with me on Facebook. You can just look me up, Dacia, D-A-Y-C-I-A-A. You can email me. You can email DivineExperience77@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter or LinkedIn if you make requests to say how you are familiar with me through the show. And I have started, as of this morning, the Holy Spirit convicted me to start an inspirational morning message. Kind of like a snippet of a devotional with a group of family and friends I have via email. And I'm actually inspired to do this by my aunt, one of my dad's sisters, who she does this daily, this inspirational word, this encouraging word. And I use a scripture and then just a brief statement as a follow-up to the scripture to sort of, you know, send people out on, you know, a positive note for their day, you know, remaining in tune with God. So I started it today, and I'm going to be doing it every morning. Praise the Lord. I have to rise very early at 5:30 in the morning. So after my morning prayer, that will be the first thing I do. But if you would like to be included in the Morning Manna group, please email dcsm77. That's D as in David, C as in Cat, S as in Sam, M as in Mary, 77@gmail.com, and I will be glad to add you to the list. Also, updates, I am working on a literary submission. It's almost finished. It's in the final stages, The 40 Facts of Life for Young Christians. And I will be actually submitting the manuscript to two publishers this week. I was actually prompted to do so by one of my God sisters because I hadn't even really thought in terms of, you know, stepping out there in that way again. I attempted to be published, commercially published some years ago. I was pursuing it. I was unsuccessful. So kind of just had let it go. But, you know, I'm stepping out there on faith and just seeing what the Lord, you know, has for me in that regard. So just keep me in prayer. I'm praying for the Lord's will there. Praise reports. My pastor and first lady celebrated their 14th wedding anniversary this past week. Praise God. And we had a blessed fellowship at Belmont Village yesterday afternoon, Sabbath afternoon, praise and worship ministry. And the coordinator of our praise and worship ministry, the church members, because we have a husband and wife who had facilitated and started this particular ministry, asked me to deliver the word, because it'd be like a sermonette, a very brief address to the residents in terms of spiritual growth and biblical truth. So I'm very glad that I was asked to do so, and I am anticipating at the next gathering addressing the residents and our church members as well. And last night there was game night at our church, and Paul got to play chess with one of his good buddies who was actually moving to Texas around Labor Day, so that was nice. And we found some good deals on school supplies today with it being tax-free weekend. Prayer requests. There are still ill church members in my congregation that need prayer. School does start back tomorrow for most children in the city and the surrounding areas. So we want to pray for students, parents, and teachers. We want to pray that the Lord will give peace and prosperity for this school year, for the academic achievement for the students, but not only that, more importantly, the character development. And we want a productive, enjoyable, and educationally enriching and challenging year with the Lord God in the midst. Amen. We want to especially pray for those struggling in singleness or in relationships that are unpleasant and depressing and disturbing and so forth. Yesterday had a very long consolation and detailed discussion with two of my God sisters about just this very topic and, you know, waiting on the Lord to bring you that relationship that he has ordained and called to be in your life. And it is difficult, so definitely want to pray. And I will be doing some other shows or segments of shows throughout the remainder of this calendar year on this very subject, because it is heartfelt and it's a very serious topic. So let's have opening prayer. Father God in heaven, just come before you, Lord, and I am thanking you and praising you, Father God, for all the blessings that you have given me. They are innumerable. They are infinite, and I just can't tell you enough, Father, just how happy and excited I am to just have you, Lord, to have you and to know you on a very close, intimate, personal level, Father God. Help me to continue to grow in you each day. Father God, I want to pray for those who are ill, Father God, that you would restore their bodies to health. And I also want to pray for those who are suffering psychologically and emotionally, Father God, because they are having to wait on your appointed time for a blessing they desire. And it is difficult, Lord. Father God, I know, because I've been there. We just don't understand. We want answers. But Father God, sometimes you say the answers are not for us to know. We used to hear our parents say it's grown folks' business or whatever, and it, you know, you say it's God's business, it's your business, and you know, at such time, if it is fit for us to know why, we will know why. Usually it will unfold over time, but Father God, to just be patient in you, give us that strength, Father God, give us that ability to just hold on and persevere and be steadfast, Father God. In your Son Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. Guiding scriptures for today. just have a couple. They are certainly related to the power of the Holy Spirit. John 16:12-15. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you, which is just saying we are going to inherit, you know, that which belongs to Jesus Christ is going to be ours because Jesus Christ is our brother, God is our Father. It's a family affair. It's a family deal. So we are not going to be left out of the inheritance, you know, the blessed, cherished, prized inheritance that God has for us. Isaiah 11:2, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And lastly, I baptize you, this is Matthew 3:11, I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, 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 fire. And we're going to be talking about being on fire for God today in a symbolic sense, in a spiritual sense. Our people of influence for the week, you know, I really... we'll definitely have to mention anybody who is actively sharing the word of God is a person of influence this week, because to do so takes courage, because you know, you have to be bold, you know, going out there not knowing what response you're going to get. But if the Holy Spirit has urged you to do so, you know that in following in the path the Holy Spirit has outlined for you, that there can be no harm to come from that. So it definitely takes courage. It also takes wisdom and knowledge, because we have to be able to proclaim that truth to people, and we have to be very confident and certain of it. So we have to know what we're talking about, because people may have questions, and even though we will not necessarily have every answer, we have to have enough of a foundation where that person can be convinced, yes, this is something more I want to pursue, or what I'm hearing is resonating with me. Let me learn more. So we have to be rock solid in our faith and our knowledge. We have to have courage. We have to have wisdom and knowledge. And we have to have the belief that God is going to move in that person's life, that the Holy Spirit is going to convict that person's heart and transform that person and whatever it is they may be going through. They may already be a declared Christian. The individual may already be a declared Christian, but maybe, you know, he or she has strayed from God, or maybe he or she is struggling with a particular stronghold that's keeping that person from really being in tune with God or growing in the Lord. Has that person stagnant, and we may not know, you know, it may not be revealed to us exactly what the matter is. The Holy Spirit just say, you know, this person is going through something, or, you know, you are to go to this person and share a word, you know, talk about the prayer line, talk about the goodness of the Lord and the gospel, whatever it may be. But anybody who has done that in any capacity, been in a position to do it and done it, you know, God is using you. You are a vessel. And to be used by God is why we are here. That is our purpose for being here. Our purpose for being here is not to get married. Our purpose for being here is not to have babies. Our purpose for being here is not to, you know, work our way up the corporate ladder or earn, you know, a whole lot of money. But our purpose is really to share the gospel in the way that God has orchestrated for us to share it and instructed us to share it. So that's what I want to say to everybody and anybody, whether you be 5 or 50 or 100, if you share the word of God with somebody this year, then, you know, may the Holy Spirit bless you and keep you continually, because, you know, you are chosen of God and you need to keep on in the faith and in your beliefs that you have, because there's certainly an intrinsic reward as well as extrinsic rewards that will come. All right, so our spiritual, let me go back to our introductory song. That was Joy of the Lord by Tamela Mann, and joy is my spiritual fruit focus for the month of August. So I am determined by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the blood of Jesus Christ, his blood that was shed on Calvary, that I am not going to allow any situation. I know the tests and trials will come, but nothing steals my joy this month, my joy in the Lord. I've got to have that. That is what keeps me going. So right now I'm just prayed up that it will supersede and outweigh and override any obstacle or deterrent that comes my way. Now, I want to also mention another person of influence. His name is Sam Parker, and he wrote a book called 212, The Extra Degree. Now, my principal, he has a book that each year that he selects for the entire staff to read as like a morale booster and just an inspirational kickoff to the school year, a motto, a mantra. And so this year, last year was The Positive Dog, The Power of Positivity. This year it is Going That Extra Degree, the 212 boiling point. This gentleman named Sam Parker, he wrote a book off the concept of water boiling at 212 degrees, and with boiling water comes steam, and with steam you can power a train. So I thought about that whole concept, which is a very simplistic, you know, it's a rudimentary concept, but it's so profound and it's so poignant because it really could be the catalyst and the impetus for so many successes in our lives. And when we talk about especially the successes, well, really only the only successes that matter are the ones that God, you know, maps out for us and plans for us. So I thought about that with respect to our journey as Christians. And I said, okay, there's a pot of boiling water, and we're the pot, right? So we could choose to remain cold, the heart's totally hostile toward God, not even acknowledging God, not even recognizing God's sovereignty or power in any way. And these are like the atheist people who say there's no God, whatever. There's those people that it's just cold, ice cold water. And then there are the lukewarm people. You know, it can be lukewarm, one foot in, one foot out. You know, just this whole idea of, well, I'm going to church, and I may even be involved in ministries, but my life is my life. I'm going to be in control. I really don't want to trust God with my life because I want it to turn out a certain way, and I'm not sure that God wants that. So let me just kind of do my own thing, and I guess God will get okay with it. So it's denying, it's having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And Paul speaks of that when he addresses, you know, the different churches. But that's a very dangerous thing because God is not mocked. And he does not like a believer, a so-called believer, who denies, you know, his true power. And then we can be hot, which means, you know, our hearts are, you know, we follow God. We are steadfast and, you know, we're faithful in tithe and offering and devotional in, you know, the way in which we live our lives, our practices, our behaviors, all of that. So, you know, we're hot. People can see we're hot and we really are hot, but we're not boiling. And what I wanted to get to the cruciality of why we have to boil instead of just being hot, why being hot is not good enough, is because, okay, with Satan, Satan is like that outside force, you know, coming in, trying to come into the pot, trying to get into us. And if someone is cold, Satan is not bothering them because there's no reason to. They're cold. They're not even trying to get close to God, right? If somebody is lukewarm, Satan can slip in there, you know, and just continue to allow that person in his or her complacency to keep going about things, not realizing that God, you know, God doesn't know them. And if the Lord were to come back, he would say, depart from me, I don't know you, because they're not really getting close to God. They appear as though they are, but they're not. And I was that way for a number of years. And so Satan can easily just, you know, he could just kind of sit on the edge of the pot, or he can even get in the pot and just be chilling because, you know, it's lukewarm, it's comfortable. It's comfortable for him. We've made it comfortable for him to invade, you know, our insides, because we're not sold out for God. And then the hot portion, and for the last couple years since my marriage was terminated, I've hot, you know, for God. I had let go of the obsession of the marriage and you know, stuff. I still had a lot of issues in a lot of areas, but I wasn't, you know, lukewarm anymore. I really was trying to live for God, you know, slowly but surely coming around. But there was still, Satan was still, he was still kind of lurking. There were still areas and portions of my life where he could just kind of hang out and wait and see, because there was no steam coming. When you're boiling, when I turned it up to 212 this summer, and started boiling, and that steam let off, then the devil couldn't stay. Okay, he's going to try to come back, of course, once he thinks the steam has, you know, cooled down. But that's why we've got to keep boiling, because the steam, the devil's not going to be able to stand the steam. It's going to knock him out completely. Okay, it's going to make him faint, because it's Holy Spirit. The steam represents the Holy Spirit that is emanating from us. And the devil, in his sin and sordid and wicked, evil ways, cannot be in the presence of the Holy Spirit, which, you know, sin cannot dwell where the Holy Spirit is. So, you know, staying boiling, that's a continual work to stay boiling. Because that Holy Spirit steam, it powers us as Christians. It empowers us, just like Sam Parker is talking about this train being powered, and it just keeps going and going and going. Without the Holy Spirit steam that emits, we can't keep going. We slow down, we retard, we regress, we backslide. And that is so so upsetting and displeasing to the Lord. God gave us the Holy Spirit. Next to salvation, the Holy Spirit is the greatest gift God has given us when we get saved. We need to treat the Holy Spirit like $10 gazillion, okay? It is wisdom. It is power. It is love. It is joy. It is peace. That's what the Holy Spirit is. If we let the Holy Spirit work, Satan can't just hang out, you know, for an opportunity to do us in. He's going to move on. And we have to see that for what it is. This is such, this anecdote that just came into my mind, this analogy, this parallel that I'm making from this book. The Holy Spirit gave that to me. It wasn't me. It's all God. But I see now, because this summer, when I was trying to become boiling for the Lord, I wasn't boiling yet. I was still hot. And then I had a moment where I went lukewarm. God told me not to do something, and I did it anyway. So I went lukewarm. I went backward. And Satan jumped in that pot. And I didn't let him stay in that pot long. I turned it all the way back up to 212, and he got out of there. But what I'm saying is we have to be so careful, because it's the subtleties, the things we think are small or no big deal, where Satan is going to attempt to impede our relationship with the Lord and destroy and damage it. He's going to attempt to try to separate us from God. And we can't allow that, because if we allow that and the power of the Holy Spirit weakens within us, then we're missing out on opportunities to draw another into this everlasting joy and salvation. We miss out on opportunity because we're so self-absorbed or so preoccupied with whatever the thing is that Satan has used to distract us. We're missing opportunities everywhere that we go. And so, or everywhere God puts us. So yeah, it is difficult, and we're going to have the challenges, and we're going to have the desires. But anytime we feel ourselves slipping back, because it's natural humanity to slip back into a hot state, which seems okay. It really seems okay, and it's not bad. The problem is, if we're not boiling, Satan is not going to flee. We don't even necessarily have to flee, because if we're boiling, that steam is going to make Satan take off. He cannot be in the presence of that Holy Spirit steam. So right now, I just want to pray for each and every person today, that you make the vow, that you make the commitment to go 212 for God 365 days a year. Feel yourself slipping back. Turn the dial back up. Do what you need to do with more devotional prayer, fasting, whatever. Call upon, sometimes you need to let out a good cry. You just need to sob and get it out, whatever it takes, to turn it back up to 212. But don't stay lukewarm. God forbid, don't stay lukewarm, and don't think hot is good enough. We've got to be 212 for God all year long. Have a very, very, very blessed week, everyone, and I will see you again, join you again soon. Be encouraged.